I'm Phil Nee, WRCO Sports. Tonight, the Richland Center soccer team will be hosting Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca. The Hornets are coached by Tom Stadler, and his team is coming off a victory against Wisconsinites Barneveld on Monday.
We did. Our second time through playing these teams, we're doing better, which is showing good improvement as a team. We were able to tie Wisconsin Heights after losing to them. We were able to play a good match against Platteville, in which we lost 1-0. But earlier in the year, we lost by a lot more than one. And so we're showing some great improvements.
How does the conference shape up right now as far as the standings?
Well, for the first year that I've coached, we are at this point out of the running. It's now Platteville and River Valley looking good, both quality teams. Our last game of the season will be against River Valley at River Valley on next Tuesday. I would also note, Phil, that tonight is Rotary Youth Soccer Night. So it's a great night to come down to the stadium, watch a 5 o'clock varsity game, and see the youth of the town take part in a wonderful event for Rotary Youth Soccer.
They're going to sprint around the track. That's always kind of fun to watch that, isn't it?
It's a blast to watch it, and I admire the way they look up to our players. You can see it on their faces as they run by. They're impressed seeing the Hornets in all orange, and so it'll be a wonderful evening.
Listen for the match tonight on WRCO. Pre-match comments beginning around 4:55. Kickoff time slated for 5 o'clock at Avitus Rip Field. It's Richland Center hosting Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca in soccer. Other matches tonight include River Valley on the road. They're at Lakeside Lutheran this evening. And Reedsburg is on the road at Platteville Lancaster. Eight-player football, DeSoto travels to Highland among the games. And in volleyball this evening, Riverdale hosts Darlington. There's a special benefit supper beforehand, and then the match tonight at the Rest Building. Boscobel is playing at Southwestern. Weston is playing host to DeSoto this evening in the Ridge and Valley Conference as well. And action going on tomorrow night. It will be the eighth week of the high school football season. Things are going well for David Klang and the Ithaca Bulldogs, whose team will play on Saturday against Brookwood. I asked him about last week's win over Royal.
I thought it went really well. We were a little bit nervous with it. They had some really long drives that our defense were finally able to kind of stop. We kind of bent but didn't break type mentality. Then our offense took over and just like started chewing them up and scoring kind of with pretty good ease, and that was kind of nice to build that momentum. It's kind of a different game. We knew that we had to really bring it against them, and that's exactly what they did.
The Bulldogs will try to go 8-0. They host Brookwood for homecoming football on Saturday afternoon, kickoff time at 1:30. Merchants League Bowling, Gurner Farms had a 28-75 series, AutoZone a 28-58, and Goodenough a 28-22. Goodenough had the top game, 9-93, AutoZone 9-88, Premier Co-op a 9-86. Jeff Seckman with a 7-78 series, Kevin Genthy 704, Matt Fargin a 671. Jeff Seckman a 286 and a 279. Matt Fargin a 265 as well in action from the Merchants Bowling League. His coach reveals what he was thinking when Packers quarterback Jordan Love connected with Jaden Reed on a 53-yard bomb. Matt LaFleur says it was like, no, no, yes, yes. The long throw found Reed in the middle of three defenders. Too risky, and LaFleur wants Jordan Love to take fewer risks. That among the highlights at this week's press conference featuring the Packers head coach. They prepare for Sunday's game against Arizona with a kickoff time at 12 noon. The NFL game tonight, Thursday night football, features San Francisco at Seattle. In the baseball playoffs last night, Francisco Lindor hit a grand slam in the sixth, his latest clutch swing in a storybook season, and the Mets reached the National League Championship Series with a 4-1 victory over the Phillies. Mookie Betts homered for the second straight night. Shohei Ohtani hit an RBI single, and the Dodgers beat the Padres by a score of 8-0. Giancarlo Stanton hit a go-ahead home run in the eighth inning, and the Yankees beat the Royals 3-2 in Game 3 of their American League Division Series at Kauffman Stadium. And it was Detroit shutting out the Cleveland Guardians. Final score there was 3-0. The Wisconsin men's hockey team drops the puck at the Kohl Center for Friday's regular season opener. The Badgers won an exhibition game in Omaha last weekend. Head coach Mike Hastings is trying to make program history with a victory. Four previous coaches did not accomplish it, but a win would mean Wisconsin's coach has opened each of his first two seasons as a winner. Lindenwood is the opponent for this weekend's games for the Badgers. Veteran LeBron James questions why he and his teammates had to get on a plane and fly 1,750 miles to Milwaukee for one preseason game. The two teams meet tonight at the Fiserv Forum. James's Lakers are playing no home games in the preseason, while its Crypto.com arena is being renovated. Also, the Bucks flew to Los Angeles for a preseason game last year, and this is a form of payback. The NBA constructs the 82-game regular season for the teams, but the individual teams put their preseason schedules together. From the NHL last night, Montreal 1-0 over Toronto. The Rangers 6, Pittsburgh 0, Winnipeg 6, Edmonton 0, Vegas 8-4 over Colorado, and Calgary 1 in overtime 6-5 against Vancouver. I'm Phil Nee with Sports.